This recording, Algeria 1, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Karma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Karma, Karma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Karma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold onto Karma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bath the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed that the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. "I can't imagine paying so much." But Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. I was born in Algiers, 1987, and I was raised and I grew up in Constantine, and I did all my studies at the University of Constantine. I majored in business and marketing, and then I also decided to study American civilization as part of a minor field, kind of, but that wasn't really something quite done in Algeria, so I had to major in two different departments. And then I decided to go abroad, but it had to be an English-speaking country to learn English. And I went to the UK for 6 months, and then I got a Fulbright scholarship. So I decided to come to the United States of America and fulfill my big part of my dreams, actually, and experience the American culture by myself. Back home, most Algerians, I would say, would speak Algerian dialect, which is a mix of Arabic words, some Berber words, which are the native Algerian people before the Arabic invasion, and obviously the French, which I think is the biggest influence on the Algerian people because it's just very recent. The country has been independent only since 50 years, so that explains how my generation at least speaks a lot of French, but my parents would speak more French. So at home, it would be more of a mix of French and Arabic. And very, very few people would speak English in Algeria. I'm now going to read a passage in French about the Algerian history. La présence coloniale française a duré plus de 130 années en Algérie, de 1830 à 1962. Cette longue colonisation militaire mais aussi culturelle a marqué l'histoire de l'Algérie et son peuple à jamais. Aujourd'hui, les deux pays sont souvent considérés comme un vieux couple qui ne peut pas vivre l'un sans l'autre, mais qui ne se supporte pas non plus. Then, I'm going to read the Arabic version of the same sentence. استمر الاستعمار الفرنسي للجزائر أكثر من 130 عاماً. من سنة 1830 إلى سنة 1962. لقد كان لهذا الاحتلال العسكري والثقافي أثراً كبيراً على التاريخ والمجتمع الجزائري فغيرهما إلى الأبد. ينظر الجميع الآن إلى هاتين البلدين وكأنهما زوجين لا يستطيعان العيش بدون أحدهم الآخر ولكن في الوقت ذاته لا أحد منهم يستطيع تحمل الآخر. Which translates into in English as the colonial presence of France in Algeria lasted more than 130 years from 1830 to 1962. This long military as well as cultural colonization has shaped and affected the Algerian history and its people forever. Today, the two countries are often thought of as an old couple who cannot live without one another but also cannot stand each other anymore.